Blog Talk Radio.
He's the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, all right. Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. And, of course, I want you to holler at me. So give me a call, 347. Let me start back over. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. You're too afraid to give me a call, email your boy, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. There is no question, comment, concern that I will not touch. I'm all over the place. If you want to talk about it, I got you. This is the place. If you're listening live, you can jump into the chat room. Feel free to bust me out a question or comment, whatever. I recognize you. I appreciate you listening, and I like reaching out and touching you. You know, not in a perverted way, but I like reaching out and touching you and feeling where you coming from. We can feel each other up. That don't come off right. Anyway, give me a call, email, chat line, holler. If you're looking for me, online social networking, just look up Smooth Drama. Wherever you can find me, I'm there. That's Smooth Drama. I think the only one I haven't done the Snapchat, and I don't have Instagram because I'm just not the kind of guy that's just predisposed to just taking pictures of myself and posting them. That's a little weird to me. It's like all day I dream of taking pictures. I mean, I can't take that many pictures of myself and just like, yeah, this is a good one right here. Because this the left side of my face. Oh, that's a good one right there. That's the right side of my face. They're going to dig that one. Oh, yeah, I'm killing them with that smile that they saw yesterday. They see it today. They ain't going to know what to do. Anyway, crazy people. You know how I feel about crazy folks. But first, I'm going to talk about the Super Bowl. I'm not even going to say I told you so, but I told you so. I knew Denver was going to get it. Plus, being a Saints fan, I could never root for Carolina. I mean, it's one of those things. I said it. It happened. You know, everybody's upset by Cam Newton. Oh, he walked out of the press conference. I mean, we all know it's the racism. They're mad at him. You know, like, oh, yeah, see, he didn't have the class, blah, 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 blah. Look, man lost. He gave it up to Peyton Manning, moved on. You want to ask him stupid questions in the press conference because it's funny. You know, I'm a quote-unquote low-key member of the press. You know, they don't call us real press because we're like bloggers or whatever they want to call us because I guess they say they have journalistic integrity, whatnot, but these cats, they ask some of the dumbest questions known to man. Why? What do you think happened? Look, they got outplayed. Like he said, what y'all want me to say? They kicked our ass. That's what it is. He gave it up. That's it. I got nothing else. And yeah, I get it. He should have been a little bit more diplomatic right there on the spot. It's hard to lose. I mean, because we knew all week, you could see he was feeling it. The team was feeling it. They was cocksure. They was like, yeah, we taking over. We winning. And don't work like that. Don't work like that. You know, sometimes you got to crawl before you walk. And right now he's crawling. But, I mean, he's a sore loser. I respect sore loser. I hate losing it. Any damn thing. Spades, Tiddlywinks, Jax. If I'm playing it, I want to win. I hate losing. I always have been in the opinion. Anybody know me? No, I tell you. When they give you that speech, it's not whether or not you win or lose. It's how you play the game. That's some shit that the winners say so that the losers don't feel that bad. I've had them little second place trophies, them little itty bitty ones that's smaller than what they call those things, the MP3 players, your little iPad MP3 players, little small ones, trophies that small. Nah, I'm gonna go for first place. I'm not for second place, third, fourth, fifth. I don't want none of them trophies. I want first place. I'm always going for number one. If you ain't going for number one, what you doing? And Cam Newton was like, shit, I went in first place. I ain't gonna be up here celebrating the fact that, oh yeah, I had a wonderful season. Don't mean nothing. 50 touchdowns, all that means nothing when you lose. And he's experiencing that right now. I expect he'll be the better for it. Myself, I hope he has a great year next year, but that they lose both the games against the Saints, and that'll be it. I mean, Saints all day. Everybody else, whatever. Now that I've gotten that out, you know, I like to talk about crazy folk. But there was something, it was personal to me. There was this politician in New Zealand named Joyce, and he was talking. He was giving a speech, whatnot, and a protester threw a pink dildo at his face. And the protester was shouting, "That's for raping our sovereignty," as she was escorted away. And, you know, he grinned about it. He thought it was funny. I'm of a different opinion. See, if I'm a politician, I'm rich and powerful, whatnot, I'm giving a speech, whatever. If you throw a dick at me and hit me in the face with it, I'm not going to do nothing to you. But I promise you, I'm going to get my people to get you, and I'm going to make them put, if you're a man, they're going to put your dick in a red ant's mound. So if you want to throw a dick at me, look, I'm going to put your dick in a red ant's mound. See how that feels. And if you're a lady, I'll make you sit your little booty in a red ant's mouth. That's how I'm living. Revengeful. Eye for eye. What? I'm playing. Maybe. Kind of. Sort of. I don't know. But yeah, I couldn't imagine somebody throwing a plastic dick in my face and me smiling about it. No. It's not going to happen. And I can think of a whole lot of bad things that I would want to do to you. But that's just me. I'm evil like that. And maybe it's just because it's Black History Month. And I'm extra bitter during Black History Month. Not that I hate on Black History Month per se. I mean, I understand, once again, it was a celebration of Abraham Lincoln, that guy who never freed his own slaves. And Frederick Douglass, because their birthdays are like back to back, the 12th and the 14th of February. But, you know, I'm kind of black all year. I appreciate February. You want to give the kids some black first. You want, hey, you know, Martin Luther King loved you. He marched. Malcolm X loved you. He got shot for it. Well, they both got shot for it. I mean, I'm not minimizing. We've got many black folks who've done a plethora of things that benefit society, from pacemakers to Lewis Latimer and the traffic light. I mean, it's so much. It's beautiful, but at the same time, I'm all year. 128 days, 29 days in the leap year next year. It ain't enough. I'm sorry. I need to just spit mine all year. So, if you wonder why I don't focus on it, because I'm not really big on 1 month. I need a little more than that. I'm all over. I feel like we should talk about everything under the sun. And of course, you know, I gotta talk about my crazy folks, especially my crazy folks in Florida. I have a thing about Florida, as always. Crazy stuff goes on there. And if you're a long time listener, you've listened to me before. You know, I have my dumbass of the week, and I have my hater of the week. And I love doing the dumbass of the week because it allows me to do this right here. Got to get that last one in. Anyway, dumbass of the week is Joshua James. This dude playing a practical joke. He decided at the drive-thru at Wendy's, where his homie worked, he ordered a drink. He found an alligator on the side of the road, like a 3-foot-long alligator, and he thought it would be funny to order a drink and then come up to the drive-thru and throw the alligator into the drive-thru. See, nowhere on earth is a flying alligator coming at you funny. I fail to see the joke. You know, I want to kill you. You throw an alligator at me? It's a real alligator, too. It wasn't a fake one. It's a real one. Yeah, it's 3 feet, but still. They still kind of put you dumb because you're handling a real live alligator. It could bite you, you know, take one of your fingers off, whatnot, poison you. You have to go get all kinds of shots because their mouths are toxic and nasty. For one, just handling the thing was stupid. Two, throwing it into and you don't know who it could have hit, bit whoever. You get sued. It's not funny. I know, maybe somewhere in his mind, he thought, oh, man, that would be the funniest thing ever. I go through my homie's job, and I throw the alligator in there, and yeah, no. Stop it. And I'm only, and because it's Black History Month, I'm reporting this because it wasn't a black man. You know, one of the few times a black man hasn't done anything really, really silly. So, I'm being racial. You know, I got my fist in the power to the people. This is not, it's not a black man that did it. This is actually someone of Caucasian descent. Not that I'm hating on my Caucasian brothers and sisters, but, you know, handling alligators and throwing them through the drive-thru. I'm not going to say that y'all are predisposed to doing that type of thing, but I'm going to say that more than likely you would do that kind of thing. That the lines are blurred nowadays. It used to be, as we all know, there used to be black crimes, white crimes. Now it's like, yeah, you can't say that anymore because people are getting really close to being the same. And so this guy, he's facing charges of unlawful possession and transportation of an alligator. And, you know, his mother was like, yeah, it was a stupid prank. Yeah, Yes, it was. You gonna go to jail and take that chance of having the opportunity to hang out with other men in very close quarters, hot and sweaty men, just glistening with sweat at night, no homo, all next to each other in that little cell and spending quality time with each other. Cause that's basically what jail is. It's like, it's Club Med for men who want to hang out with each other, maybe shank each other, and, you know, spend some quality time touching up on their manhood, literally and figuratively speaking. Woo! That's a horrible thought. After that one, I think I need a break, because that's a horrible image. Whew, no homo. This is Czarface featuring Juju of the Beat Nut. This is Junkyard Dogs.
What it look like? Looks like another one.
Junkyard, baby. Got no identity, I'm God, Joe. I already know my enemy. Concentrate, properly control my energy. Look at you, you can't even hold that Hennessy. Never gonna like you, we don't have chemistry. Old number 7 on the throwback Tennessee. Ain't trying to fill you in, I don't have empathy. You friendly to a fault and got tendencies. Stay around masters with jewels and recipes. Taught me it's important I control my legacy. Spin on all the gins who distract and menace me. And if you scared to death, nigga, don't be friends with me. You could catch feelings and act defensively, but you ain't trying to kill nothing with that intensity. I know your reaction's just an act of jealousy, but you're talking to God, so retract that heresy.
I realized the guy strapped over the mailbox looked kind of familiar, so I asked him, hey, do I know you? Said, well, indeed you might.
When I pull out the pen, I'm a wolf out again. Time to stun motherfuckers, goes out again. The flow's distinguished for rap genius, makes it look like I don't speak English. Plus, I space out the words like Silver Surfer to prove that I got the skill to murder, kill a verse, or sell out arenas like I'm backstabbing Gilbert. Nerds and beats like Buffalo Bill. He puts a lotion on his back, 7 continents and oceans on his back. I attack the block as if I'm John Boy, Egger. Trying to get your bone man on like a tomboy. Crush your convoy. Yeah. Crush your convoy. I laugh at them like I smashed off a glass of gin or tin. Drunk watching Jim Gaff again with the fattest grin. And when they go and grab the pen, I laugh again. It feels like somebody stabbing my abdomen. Don't pass the aspirin. Half of these rappers are practicing to get detached limbs and throwing trash bins. Cause they has been. I shadow leeches in arenas, blood splatters, creatures. So many lines you think of traffic and African zebras. When the track bangs, put us in the fast lane. Y'all are sounded like Captain Letters down to Bobby Knight's last name. I smack lanes, I snack on brains, I'm that strange. I pull dimes like I'm trying to make exact change.
What gives you the right?
My entire life gives me the right, mister. Look at my record.
Now I know why you wear a mask. It's to hide your swelled head.
I didn't know you were going back to that.
Live in person, I'ma shoot first like Kyrie Irving. Your silly raps getting no claps like Miley twerking. Tight verses get in your blood, no hypodermic. I'm highly worshipped, putting clowns back inside the circus. Rap dog, rocking Jordans in the white beater. Mike Turner beat the beat down for sounding like Cena. They sounding like Jesus with dyke features. I'm bent rest ill, they barely a slight fever. Wordplay wizard, my mic is Harry Potter's wand. Czarface nominated at the Comic Con. Drop bombs, deliver it hot like it's Papa John. Popping Don, burning blue flowers with Dr. Octagon. Phenomenon, John Travolta with the smoker. I'm straight like 5 sequence cards and poker. No, sir, I am not a poser. My motto is bread over beef. You can call it samosa.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know you were going back to that.
Everybody's saying the devil's gonna come after me. Well, I'm gonna kick his butt.
Together you got the move, drummer, smooth drummer.
All right. right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-word. That was our face. Junkyard Dogs. Because every now and then you got to have a junkyard dog. That was my favorite wrestler, by the way. Call, give me a call, 347-826-7435. Once again, give me a call, 347-826-7435. Or just email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. You holler at me, I will holler back. I think, maybe. Kind of, sort of. Now, I'm a conspiracy theorist. It's safe to say that. And I've seen and crafted a few theories of my own. You can say they make sense, or you can say they don't. I mean, here in the United States, you know, we've done a few things, some that a lot of people know about, the Tuskegee experiments, where, of course, they gave black men syphilis and told them they was treating them, they was giving them sugar pills, whatnot. And, you know, we always talk about when we talk about the Jews being exterminated, I mean, obviously, my bias would be, hey, what about slavery? What about the fact that there were an innumerable amount of black people who were lost on the way here? The ones that were killed, beat, raped, murdered, for whatever reasons. I mean, and that's not even, that ain't had anything to do with the fact that, you know, the United States was like one of the first countries to enact like racial purification laws. Like late 19th century, Michigan and Massachusetts, they castrated mental patients and young boys who had, as they call, genetic imperfections. As like persistent epilepsy, or what they called imbecility. I don't, you know, an imbecile is a foolish person. I don't know how you say someone's an imbecile and you're gonna castrate them, or the fact that they castrated people who masturbated because they said that's the weakness of the mind. Masturbating. Now, I'm not gonna go off in a tangent about masturbation. I could, but I won't. I'm just saying, if you're killing folks and masturbating, now you think about that nowadays. How many people would be alive in the United States or would have their sexual organs, honestly? Anyway, I got onto this because I wanted to talk about dollar stores. You know, a lot of people go to the dollar stores and, you know, get stuff because it's in your budget. Well, there's a report about toxic chemicals found in dollar store products. And the report is called A Day Late and a Dollar Short. Is saying that they tested results from 164 dollar store products such as toys, jewelry, school supplies, and other household items. And they found that over 81%, 133 out of the 164, contained at least one hazardous chemical above the levels of concern. The campaign also sent a letter to the CEOs of the four largest dollar store chains, including Family Dollar, which was acquired by Dollar Tree in January, Dollar General, and 99 Cents, only urging them to stop the sale of products with hazardous chemicals to communities of color and low-income families. They have yet to respond. Now, you know, Jeff Gerhart of Healthy Stuff Research Director says that they've tested thousands of products from dozens of retailers over the last 10 years. And he's saying that there's a concern because there's comparatively high percentage of products containing hazardous plasticizers. Now, what do they have? Phthalates, which is linked to birth defects, reduced fertility, cancer, learning disabilities, diabetes, and other health issues. Polyvinyl chloride plastic, PVC or vinyl, which creates hazards throughout its life cycle and has been linked to asthma and lung effects, and toxic metals such as lead, which harms brain development, leads to learning disabilities, lower IQ, and causes other health impacts, especially in children. Now, I started off the segment by saying I'm a conspiracy theorist. Now, when we look in the different, what you would call low-income communities, where these dollar stores are prevalent, there seems to be an uptick in birth defects, some reduced fertility. I mean, we know about cancer, and when you talk about learning disabilities, anyone who works in the school system, you can see there's a rise, and it could be me, but it seems like there's a rise of children with learning disabilities. And we know about diabetes. Shit, we in America. Diabetes is king here. So when you think about that, and you know, we're talking about lead, which has been a major factor in the Flint and outside of Flint area. You say, wow. I mean, we take the water out of the equation. You're just getting toys and things at the dollar store. And they're poisonous too. They're killing you too. You're just trying to, you know, make ends meet. You just want to get some cleaner for the house. But the cleaner for the house is killing you. I mean, that's crazy. The cleaners for the house, whatever the hell you get in there, they're testing 80, we're talking about 81% of the store products have at least one hazardous chemical. So if you buy a bunch of them, it's like you're double, triple, quadrupling the results. Sounds like a conspiracy to me, but I could be wrong. I could be talking out the side of my neck, just what the hell is he talking about? So I have to move on because I also like talking about drugs. You know, as somebody who's never taken drugs willingly, I state that because when I've had injuries, drugs have been involved, broke my nose, whatnot in high school. So there were some drugs involved. I like to talk about different drugs, and I have my drug of the week. My drug of the week since I watched the Super Bowl, and I don't know about y'all, but I was kind of shook by how many incontinence and diarrhea drugs we had. I'm like, really? We're gonna have this on the Super Bowl. This is a Super Bowl commercial. We just talking about diarrhea. So my drug of the week is Linzess. What is Linzess, you say? Also known as linaclotide. Lenses is a prescription medication used in adults to treat irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, IBS-C, and chronic idiopathic constipation. Idiopathic means the cause of the constipation is unknown. Now, it starts off in a sentence. It is not known if Lenses is safe and effective in children. So, important risk information is, do not give Lenses to children who are 6 years of age. It may harm them. It also says, you should not give Lenses to children 6 to 17 years of age. It may harm them. Also goes on to say, do not take Lenses if a doctor has told you that you have a bowel blockage, intense intestinal obstruction. Yeah, I haven't even gotten to the side effects yet, which is, you know, the good part. I'm just talking about risk information. So we're going to go into the side effects here from our drug of the week, Lenses. Lenses can cause serious side effects, including your favorite, diarrhea, the most common side effect, which can sometimes be severe. Said diarrhea begins within the first 2 weeks of Lenses treatment. Says stop taking Lenses and call your doctor right away if you get severe diarrhea during treatment with Lenses. Other side effects, gas, stomach area pain, swelling, or a feeling of fullness or pressure in your abdomen. In addition, call your doctor or go to the nearest hospital emergency room right away if you develop unusual or severe stomach area abdominal pain, especially if you also have bright red, bloody stools, or black stools that look like tar. Yeah. So, I'm sitting up here wondering, why am I taking Lenses? I mean, is there a reason why I would take this stuff? It's supposed to help with my irritable bowel syndrome, but it's going to give me severe, it may give me severe diarrhea, like severe diarrhea. Like, oh my God, I can never leave the house. Or the red, bloody, or black tar-like stool. And abdominal pain. Because there's nothing like just that pain that never goes away. Makes you feel irritable all day, every day. But you won't have IBS anymore. You'll just have a whole nother litany of ailments that you can't help but love. So, yeah, that's our drug of the week, Lenses. If you're smart, you'll stay far away and just drink some prune juice. You'll be all right. Eat some oatmeal or something. Drink some green tea. You'll be good to go. All that other stuff, taking them drugs. Yeah, not a good look. But speaking of a good look, as y'all know, we've been going through the presidential primaries, whatnot, and Gloria Steinem, some old heifer who is supporting Hillary Clinton, she came out and said, young women support Bernie Sanders because boys do. Because, you know, if you're a young woman and you don't care for Hillary Clinton, you're only supporting Bernie Sanders or anybody else because, boys, you're not smart. You can't make an informed decision. You're doing it because boys are with Bernie Sanders. That's like saying, if I want to hook up with some chicks, I'm going to vote for and go around and support Hillary Clinton because I like hanging around with old lesbian cougars. Oh, did I say old lesbian cougars? All right. It was just like, who says that? I'm like, really? That's how you feel? That's how you are? Anyway. Woo. Extra, extra special. But, you know, I can't go without also talking about my extra special study of the week. You know, I love my studies. And along with the drugs, these studies, they keep me going. They make me feel good about myself, and they make me realize that I should have been a scientist because I could have got millions of dollars in grants and made a lot of money by publishing bullshit. So I talk about this bullshit for free, but they get paid to publish this bullshit. My point. There's a study on excessive tanning. This is coming from the University of Massachusetts Medical School in Worcester, who states in their study, women who use indoor tanning salons are more likely to have mood or body issues than the average person. Suggest the new research. Like, yeah, people who tan have body issues. Like, no shit. They are not comfortable with their skin color, so they're trying to get darker, which is why they tan in the first place. They're looking like, oh, my body's inadequate. Let me change it up. Now, I mean, we know that not only just the tanning, but the what you want to call it, the plastic surgery has become prevalent. Obviously, I mean, we all know about Michael Jackson and the ghoul that he became. And, you know, there's Sammy Sosa, Lil' Kim. I mean, you see these people, they don't look like humans anymore. They look like alien half-breeds mixed with whatever. I don't know, but it's crazy. And the fact that they're talking about, they say, it may be the case in clinical settings that when we see people who do a lot of tanning, it may be a flag to look at other mental health issues. Ooh, yeah. I'd have never known that. I mean, I guess maybe when I was in Jamaica this summer, I had some mental issues because I just sat out and I just tanned all day. I mean, I'm sure they're going to say people who tan outside tend to have mental issues also because they're tanning outside and the sun will get them darker by tanning them. And there must be something wrong with that. There have to be some mental issues with that. Yeah. stupid studies. But to all the youngsters out there listening, hey, be a scientist. You get to create some stuff and do all kinds of fun and crazy experiments, and you get to get paid to make a stupid study. You too can do a dumb study and just be out there making it happen, making it rain. I mean, you think about it, you making it rain, just crazy money coming your way. Makes sense to me, but that's just me. I'm just putting it out there. I encourage science to my young brothers and sisters out there. Create some stuff that we can use, and don't do stupid studies. or I'm going to talk about you, and I'm not going to eat your food or go to your clinic so that you can give me the Zika virus or whatever the hell they done created in the laboratory to try to scare some more folks. But I digress. I'm conspiracy theoried out. I'm going to get off of here. I'm going to go on break. This is the homie Kali. Pedal to the floor.
Yeah, it's time to face the music. I'm bearing my soul, flowing for more than your amusement. And all I speak, this is honestly the realest I'm going to be. So expect a little more than just a comedy. Let's get it started. Fire in the hole. Gunfire, it's a goal. Run tide when it's fun, sun wide and it's strong. Baby fiending for the vital like a drunk bum. Fiending for a hollow cup of liquor, he just swallowed it and gone. So it's money on my mental. I gotta feed the fam. Got a 9 to 5, popping on aluminum cans. Side hustle just to make an extra dollar and a half. Money gone soon as I get it, so I gotta make it last. Ain't fast, or I left this freeway on the till. Now they move in my direction, a delay on the field. The way I was built, swerving on the 110 south. With my people stay in the gutter like Oscar the Grouch. So I'm going to the pedal and the pedal to the flow. Got my hands on the wheel, hitting corners on the floor. Can't stop, won't stop, that's the motto where we go. Like a race car driver on the road. I put my foot to the pedal and the pedal to the flow. Got my hands on the wheel, hitting corners on the floor. Can't stop, won't stop, that's the motto where we go. Like a race car driver on the road. Yeah, a killer on the track, that's proven. Never mind the high rhyme. Generating a movement, my generation moving. The homies lame said this is grown man music. We here to improve it. I know I'm alive while you're in the gas, but I'm about to spark the triple 20s when you're shooting darts. Maybe not the obvious pick. These days blame tricks, catch a dang fade, laid up quick. I put my money where my mouth is. I'm about this. Keep it real. You the type to talk tough, call the flashes and squeal. I know the damn suckers are lame. I had to throw the signal on to get up out of that lane. I'm on that dirty fish tank, rap with no filter. Straight to the mic for the soul. Got your eardrums live with a blow. Put the cash like a sash in a bowl. A maniac with the flow. It's Jack Torrance with an axe. I'm going to the battle and the battle to the flow. Got my hands on the wheel, hitting corners on the floor. Can't stop, won't stop, that's the motto. Like a race car driver on the road. I put my foot to the pedal and the pedal to the flow. Got my hands on the wheel, hitting corners on the floor. Can't stop, won't stop, that's the motto when you go. Like a race car driver on the road. Trying to put my city on the map. My committee in this rap really on the verge of making a break. I've been known to keep it gritty with commands. And before 16, I murdered the scene. You made a mistake. Listen, homie, I'm a rider and a real, recognized by the fake. It's only phone saying on me. Always changing their stories, won't let it faze me. That's word to the family that raised me. Hopped in walls and backyards while the homes chase me. This G-boy put me on records like he a needle. They falling out of the track like fatting the chick speedos. I stays on point, blaze your joints to store to see me steal your limelight and put it in my corona. I'm from a long haul, I know it's been a minute. In fact, you probably fear for the man and many ads. I'm back. Peace to Uptown. Seated 2013, what's up now? You missing them for you, throwing cups out. I'm going to the pedal and the pedal to the flow. Got my hands on the wheel, hitting corners on the floor. Can't stop, won't stop, that's the motto where we go. Like a race car driver on the road. I'm going to the pedal and the pedal to the flow. Got my hands on the wheel, hitting corners on the floor. Can't stop, won't stop, that's the motto where we go. Like a race car driver on the road.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was the homie, Kali. pedal to the floor. And as always, I'm pleading, begging, please. I'm gonna call me. I can't take this. Somebody will call me and talk to me. Anyway, 347-826-7435. That was my Oscar moment. I know y'all felt that pain there. 347-826-7435. Did you feel it? Was you there with me? Was you almost like, man, I gotta call that brother. He's crying. It was like the tear almost came. It was not rising. It was almost. It was like forming up. It was like, it was right there. Anyway, so. In the name of justice, y'all know, no justice, just us. Kevin Cooper, who the judges say, he's on death row. Kevin Cooper, the judges say he's innocent, but he's still set to be executed for a crime he did not commit. He's set to die for a murder that occurred in 1983. Sentenced to death in 1985 for the murder of a family in Chino Hills, which is in L.A. Law enforcement insists that Cooper killed Douglas and Peggy Ryan and their daughter and their 10-year-old son, Chris Hughes, who was staying, well, not the son, but the friend who was staying there. The one survivor was 8-year-old Josh Ryan, who had his throat cut and was left for dead. Cooper at the time had escaped from a minimum security prison, was hiding out at a nearby residence at the time of the murder, and the police focused their attention on him as the chief suspect. Now, Josh, when he recovered from his injuries, stated straight up that it was three white or Hispanic men that attacked and killed his family, and that Cooper was not involved. Now, that starts off a 30-year cover-up and falsification of evidence, includes the fact that the blood at the crime scene didn't belong to Cooper and contained the DNA of two people. And now they say there's no sample left because it was consumed during the testing process. And there's ample proof that the crime scene evidence was fabricated by law enforcement. So, yeah, they're going to, execute him. You know, he was part of a case of a subject of an episode of CNN's Death Row Stories. They concluded, everybody's concluded that there's no way in hell that he did it. But in the coming weeks, Jerry Brown is going to decide whether or not he's going to die by a lethal injection. Now, I don't see how folks cannot, I mean, it's not like you can't be outraged. I mean, we know this type of stuff happens, but when every piece of evidence, the eyewitness who was there and had his throat cut says that is not the guy, and the guy is still in jail on death row. The boy says, nah, that ain't him. Nah, that's him. Nah, that ain't him. He didn't cut me. White and Mexican cat. Nah, this is him. You know, he's Mexican, just a dark one. It's just, whew. I mean, they would wonder why folks would be upset. And I'm like, how come when we talk about justice is like 30 years away, Dude's been in jail since 1985. It's 2016. He on death row, ready to be killed for something. You know, there's nothing like being accused of something you didn't do. There is nothing more infuriating than that shit. And then you talking about, I'm going to jail for something that I did not do. You have the proof. National TV has the proof. Everybody knows I didn't do the shit, and you still talking about killing me. Eventually, Jerry Brown may get to it. But the fact that this man is not free, now that he's locked up still, after it's been proven that he's been innocent beyond the shadow of a doubt, man. And they wonder, talking about no justice, just us. Craziness. I mean, but Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders, who's running for president against Hillary Clinton, he's got the boys, so he's got the young girls too, because the young girls want to vote for him because the young boys are voting for him. He came out and said, you know, I'm against reparations. Not because he says he's against the idea of reparations. He just says, you know what? I'm against it because it won't do nothing but divide people, and it'll never pass. So he's like, why even talk about it? And, you know, I understand that. I'm like, yeah, I would, you know, we know it will never pass. No reparations coming, no 40 acres, no mule, not that anybody in modern days would want a damn mule. That shit's out of the question. But I'll take an acre. I don't need 40. I'll take an acre. Just one is fine. But anyway, yeah, he says no to reparations. And I say, like all the rest, you know, if you wanna show that you're different, fight for the folks that had no one fight for them. Hell, why not? Why can't we get reparations? Why couldn't you put it out there anyway? It's not like we give a damn. At least you put it out there. And if they don't vote for it, then we can say, okay, that guy didn't vote for reparations. Let us get him out of Congress or the Senate and say, we're going to put in people who are going to vote for reparations. That would make the most sense for me. But that's just me. That's how I think. I think that it's very feasible, but some don't. You know, but in the meantime, you know, you can sue for all kinds of things, but you'll have a Chicago policeman who shot Quintonio LeGreer. LeGreer was a 19-year-old college student, and when he fatally shot Quintonio Greer, he killed the 55-year-old grandmother in the same incident. What does this dude do? The police officer has sued the teenager's estate, blaming him for the shooting and causing the officer emotional distress. It's like, I killed somebody. I killed two somebodies, two people who deserve life. he kills the grandmother and says, you know what? It's their fault. You know, it's the teenager's fault. It's causing me emotional distress. Now, mind you, this is also, you know, in Chicago, Chirac, as they call it, that people thought was corny. I enjoyed it, but that's just me. I don't mind when things are out the box. I'm digressing, though. This is, you know, Laquan McDonald. They're calling for the resignation for Rahm Emanuel, the mayor, you know, because of that video and the heightened tension between the police and young black men. We know that's something that's prevalent. Not that it hasn't always been, and that anything will change in the near future. I anticipate that it will not, that it can only get worse, because there's just a general blatant disregard for our lives and us as important entities in the world. So when you see this and you see a sickening display of lack of class and morality, where a guy who shot and killed someone, two someones, two very important someones to their family, suing the estate of the kid because he shot and killed him and accidentally shot somebody else, and that stressed him out. Well, you know what? The person that's dead, they don't have the opportunity to be stressed because they're dead. They're gone. But these punk ass officers, Robert Realmo, that's his punk ass name, Robert Realmo, this dude suing folks that you kill. I mean, it's the audacity to kill someone and then sue their estate because you killed them. I don't know. I don't know what part of the game is that. But yeah, that is extra right there. That, I mean, you can't get no higher on the fuck you, I have no regard for your life chain. Because it goes no higher than that. I hate you. I hate you so much that I'm killing you. And after I kill you, I'm going to sue you. Yeah. A black man could be innocent and not ever get out, and he won't get a speedy trial. I'm guessing this dude will. Because it's funny like that, how things go. But what can I tell you? That's just us. No justice. Now on that note, I am Mr. F the N-word, and as always, I appreciate your avid support of calls, emails, listen. I mean, it means so much to me. Thank you, and I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
together you got the move. Drummer.